Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Preliminary analysis suggests that the vaccine provides a 74% protection against asymptomatic disease, which is important because if you can prevent asymptomatic disease, then you will also reduce transmission.
All right, thanks to Dr. Dan Baroque for that comment. He was on ABC talking about Johnson & Johnson, the fact that this is a vaccine that they can hold in freezers, regular refrigerators rather, for 3 months. That's good news. It adds to the supply once it officially gets approved, which the FDA is expected to do because it's effective. It's gone through the trials. So, yay, that's yet a third source for anybody who wants to get a vaccine. Now it could be possible that you can have that happen by May, June, and certainly by July. Kate Delaney, and that is the big convo around the world and, of course, around the U.S., certainly, because a lot of these supplies would go internationally as well. While there is the battle to look at all the variants and et cetera, the Johnson & Johnson had said they were getting close, and finally that happened. If I see 85% effective overall in stopping severe cases of the disease, I would feel pretty good about that, and that it's effective and it's safe. And it's one shot, so not like Moderna or Pfizer's where it's two shots and they have that extreme temperature they have to store the vaccine in. This is a little bit different. But then the question becomes, as I was asked, well, you get the call finally about the vaccine. Do you tell them you want Johnson & Johnson? I think you take whatever vaccine is available if you really want to get vaccinated. And if you don't, I think there's enough people that are going to get vaccinated that we could have that herd immunity. But would you really take that gamble or not? And I think it's a mixed crew out there. There are plenty of you that have emailed me to say you really don't want to take the vaccine. You don't like the rush to make this happen. And, of course, it's the companies doing the clinical trials. And how much do you put your trust in how quickly this has gone through? I have two friends that are refusing to get the vaccine, but everybody else I know is bring it on, give it to me. And trust me, they come from all different backgrounds. Speaking of different backgrounds, when it comes to money, the money is green. It is the same here in the U.S. unless we get into a discussion about digital money and Bitcoin, but that's for another show. And we have done that. But when we're talking about this almost $2 trillion stimulus package, there's the big push to make this happen and happen by March, and tick-tock, March 1st is right around the corner. So the president has put in this bill some of the spending measures, distributing vaccines, reopening schools, support for state and local governments, direct payments that would go directly into bank accounts, obviously, from the IRS of $1,400 per person, depending on your income. The Democrats are moving forward with the bill. The Republicans are saying it's too expensive and too broad because there are other things that are stuck in the bill that they don't like. And it's true. If you dig deeper, you'll find all kinds of things, as we do in bills, that are stuck in there. And then that becomes that tug of war of Republican versus Democrat. But the numbers are in favor of the Democrats and even some Republican, not Republican lawmakers, but Republican, their constituents, are saying that they want the bill. They want the money. They want the bill because they need it. They need to be able to extend unemployment. They need to get the stimulus, or they need something else that has to do with money connected to their life, which, again, right, all politics are local, and what's in your wallet matters. When you got to feed kids, when you got bills hanging over your head, and you're going to be homeless if you don't pay the mortgage, or you're going to be kicked out because you can't pay the rent, then it becomes the struggle for not worrying about thriving, about surviving. And how many people listening to me find themselves in that, I'm trying to really survive situation, going from bill to bill and paycheck to paycheck, and you know, you got it. Or no paycheck and getting unemployment and feeling miserable and trying desperately to find a job in a COVID-laced America at this point. Tiger Woods' coffee wasn't spiked with anything, according to the Los Angeles County Sheriff. That's not a surprise. I don't think people thought he was drunk. And maybe they did, because when there's a speculation, whenever there's an accident, even if it's early in the morning. But it happened before 7:30. And what happened to him is he's lucky, the golf icon, that he was able to get out of that wreck, that rollover on a downhill stretch of road known for crashes. He had... remember, checked into a clinic back in 2017 for help dealing with prescription medication, but he was driving alone through a coastal Los Angeles area when his SUV hit a median, crossed into oncoming lanes, and flipped several times. That crash caused significant injuries to his right leg. He underwent a long surgical procedure in California. And now he's resting in the hospital, and there's speculation. Of course there's speculation. Will he be back? Will he come back on tour? I think the speculation should be, let's see, this damage has to be pretty bad. I'm sure he had the most incredible doctors. But when you talk about things that happen with a rod and screws and what you're putting into your body in your 40s, even a well-tuned body, he's got to be able to come back from that, and he's had 5 back surgeries. So you add those back surgeries up, and then you put this in the mix too. It could be a while before he attempts to play on tour or play any of those big tournaments. I think the first thing is his health and getting back to his family. He's got 2 kids and being able to not be in extreme pain. And, you know, some of you have had rods put in. You've had screws. You've had things happen to your feet. And you know how painful that can be. There's a lot of buzz over the Olympics. And I wasn't so sure whether we would even see the Olympics. I was asked a lot about that when the Olympics were pushed. If you go to my website, you can see that. I did a lot of national media on it. It's at katelaneyradio.com. But now the talk is about moving forward, too, for the next Olympics. But the Olympics in Tokyo, they're not requiring that you have to have proof that you got a vaccine. So it's, as of right now, they're saying it's optional. If you get the vaccine, you know, you don't have to have it. So that becomes, I think, pretty interesting and maybe part of the story of what would happen in an Olympic Village when you have so many athletes from so many other areas coming together, trusting that, what, you're going to all social distance, wear the masks, and be fine, or will enough of them have been vaccinated? And then you put that into the mix that it doesn't matter, but that's what they're saying anyway. By the way, because we have so many Australians on this show, especially when we do our Authors Corner, Brisbane is the preferred host for the 2032 Olympics. That's what the IOC announced. So how about that? That's a very, very big move under the way they're selecting cities now, and that would be a fabulous place for them to have it. What will it look like in 2032? Numbers next.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Right, they had a widespread disruption in the middle of multiple payment services, including a system that banks and businesses rely on to zip trillions of dollars around the financial system each day. So that happened at about 3 o'clock Eastern, according to the Fed's website. They said it was an operational error, and they're working to restore services and communicate with customers. Again, that happened at 3 o'clock Eastern, more than $3 trillion was transferred daily using FedWire during the fourth quarter to give you the amount of, give you the idea of the amount of sums that go through that system. How about that? And so there were some outages. In fact, Gemini, the cryptocurrency exchange backed by Winklevoss, the Winklevoss twins, said some of their systems were experiencing outages because of the Fed disruption, but said to their people, all funds remain secure while we investigate the issue. Whoops. What happened? So they said they took steps to ensure the resilience of FedWire and the National Service System applications, including to the point of failure. I don't know how many banks or companies were affected by the outage. We don't know the exact number, but you can guarantee there were a lot of them that were affected. Airlines have been affected mightily, like so many other businesses, of course, because of COVID-19, the pandemic, people not traveling. We know that it's been ugly, the billions of dollars lost and the amount of passengers flying still so incredibly small. Australian airline Qantas said they plan to resume international flights by the end of October 2021. They released their first half-year financial results on Wednesday and included the confirmation that they have a plan to restore international flights by the fall, so that's good news there. They chose the autumn because it could dovetail with their own vaccination efforts, right? And that's to make it safer, to make sure, okay, we know that we'll be able to get people back by then. And like other airlines, they've had to be creative since the pandemic hit. How do they keep going? How do they, you know, make it work? And that's Australia's oldest airline. They turned 100 in November of 2020. Yeah, they were first mail planes delivering packages of materials in some of the most remote settlements in the outback. Their first international flight was in 1935. But like other airlines, they're not expected to fully recover until 2024. So think about where we are, 2021, 2024, for a full recovery. My gosh. And that goes to tourism and so much that was affected, again, economically, as we all know, by what happened with the virus. All right, more numbers. That's what this is about. We can count. So this is interesting. GameStop soared to 100% again. So they announced early in the week that they had found their chief financial officer was going to resign. And they had this, you know, short squeeze, of course, last month. They had some kind of inner turmoil, I guess I'll call it. But now, on Wednesday, investors poured back in to the brick-and-mortar retailer amid that C-suite shakeup. So shares were halted with less than 30 minutes left in the trading day, and the stock ended the day up 103.9%. Shares of GameStop rose another 83% in after-hours trading on Wednesday. So then the question becomes, ooh, GameStop, do you buy in or not? Here's the thing. You're at the craps table whenever you're talking about any of these things with stocks, and certainly we know it. What's the best word to learn? I'm not giving anyone financial advice, certainly. Diversify. If you have 5 nickels, put them under your bed and watch them grow. If you have one of those jars, throw all your change in that jar and watch it grow. Seriously. You just get a jar. Fill up some jars. I know a guy who did that. Filled up some jars. He had, no kidding, $10,000 by the time he cashed it all in, because those jars just kept growing. He had a jar room. Come to my jar room and look what you will see. All right, how about this? I was reading this story about a woman getting $7,000 in compensation for housework in a Chinese divorce ruling. So why it's interesting is, what's the value of doing chores like dishes, vacuuming? And in China, there was a big debate about that. So a judge ruled that a woman should receive 50,000 yuan, which is about $7,700 U.S. dollars for household labor following a split from her husband. The Chinese state media named the woman, and they said that's her name, Ms. Wang, and she married her husband in 2014 before separating and then divorcing 5 years later. They have a son, and this was one of the things that was talked about heavily in this divorce case. So there it is. That means anybody in China, perhaps they can go back and look at that case law and say, well, that's how much you're worth as far as household chores are. I guarantee other people will use that in divorce situations, not in the U.S., but in China they can use it. I know they'll use it for sure. All right. Speaking of the law and suing and separating and all of that, Ravens Matt Judon is demanding an apology or threatens to leak photos of an ESPN reporter, Jameson Hensley, at a strip club. So how did this all start? When you look at Judson, what happened was, and this is, of course, one of those Twitter wars, they what Judson put out there on Twitter is, okay, look, this dude is lying. If the Ravens did offer me during the offseason money, they wouldn't tell you because it's against league rules. And me and my team ain't talking, so where's he getting his info? That's what happened. And he said, I'll definitely add to your response to the piece. If you ever have an issue with any of my reporting, I'd be happy to listen and explain. I've always aimed to cover you in a respectful manner. But, of course, this was about money, and it was about how much money he's getting and being tagged, you know, being franchise tagged. And so that's what led to demanding apology. So what happened was Jameson Hensley reported that that the player Matthew Judson was offered $16.5 million per season, and it was declined. And what he said was, if you have a comment, I want to see what the comment is. And so now there's the threat that I've got pictures and I'm going to release them. You know, he didn't want this potential salary leaked out there. And that's what it boils down to. And then also personal politics, I'm sure, between a reporter and a player. Here's the thing with the pandemic, it's probably gotten more interesting because it's different in the way you cover athletes. Whereas before, you were around them more and locker rooms weren't closed down as much. They weren't closed down. I mean, after games, all of that. And so it becomes a much different situation, I think, in the way you cover athletes. And it can lead to, and that's not what I'm not giving him the excuse of that, but it can certainly lead to much more colorful exchanges, let's say. How'd you hear that? Who leaked that out? I didn't see you anywhere. How could that possibly have happened, right? Yeah. Bruce Springsteen makes the news. He is fined $540 for drinking tequila in a national park. He pleaded guilty to consuming alcohol in a rec area where drinking is banned. So he was ordered to pay that. He said, I think I can do that, no problem. And that was the end of that. Because if he was not drunk, he had two shots of tequila, apparently, and the federal judge, there was nothing else to charge him with, and that was it. So he moves on. The boss, he Thunder Roads it out of there and pays the fine. $500 for consuming alcohol in the park, $40 in court fees. That's the breakdown. How can you breathe with your diaphragm and do it so well? Rasheem Northington tells us how next.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. President Biden has rescinded an order from former President Trump that suspended certain immigrant visas during the COVID pandemic. At the time, President Trump said the move was necessary to protect American workers at a time when the labor market was at its weakest during the pandemic. Biden's order removes the prohibition on visas for immigrants looking to permanently move to the U.S. with petitions filed for them from family members who were already U.S. residents or prospective employers. In his proclamation reversing the bans, the president said they didn't advance the interests of the country. And a Texas resident who received a more than $9,000 power bill after last week's winter storms and subsequent power outages is suing her power company. The Houston-area woman filed a class-action lawsuit against Gritty Energy, claiming she was charged $9,546 for power during an 18-day period, a rate hundreds of times higher than her usual bill. The suit is seeking $1 billion in relief. This is USA Radio. Texas's lieutenant governor says green energy is not the solution to the power issues the state experienced during recent winter storms. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says renewable energy is not the solution to the state's power problems.
Even though I work with the governor and the speaker, we're all in this together. I'm personally taking this on my back as the president of the Senate, where the legislation will, as well as the House, come through. Well, no nonsense, no excuses. We got to fix this.
Patrick, speaking there on Fox News, he also reminded everyone that it was natural gas, nuclear, and coal that got the power running again in Texas. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Postmaster General Louis DeJoy apologized for delivery delays over the holidays during a hearing Wednesday of the House Oversight and Reform Committee. He told that committee that a strategic plan to reform the Postal Service would be released in the coming weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Down the
fascinating conversation off the air with our next guest, who is going to talk about something I think is so vital, and it's made me more aware of the way that I'm breathing, and I think this will help you too. I mean, everyone listening can do this. So joining us now in our virtual green room is Rasheem Northington, and he's written a book called The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. Rasheem, thanks so much for coming on.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
So you have an interesting background in this. Before you wrote this, tell us a little bit about what drove you in this direction, because of all the Chinese medicine you're familiar with, all the things that you've done in your background that led you to realize the importance of the diaphragm and what you actually learned from Kung Fu.
I'm sorry.
So tell us about your background. That's all right. Tell us about your background and how it led you to writing this book. One of them was, of course, Kung Fu and what you learned through Kung Fu. So tell us about that.
Okay, yes. I trained in Kung Fu, Taoist Tai Chi Kung, for many years since I was about early teens, mid-teens, I would say, and it involved a lot of breathing type of exercises, and breathing was stressed to be the key to having power in this art. So the stronger your breath was, the more power you can obtain. That was the main focus of the training, and everything was heavily based on breathing and the breath. And that contributed to me later on about the nature of the diaphragm involvement with the breath.
Because I think, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I think that so many of us take shallow breaths. So you learn not to do that, right?
Right. In Qigong breathing, you are encouraged to take deep breaths, belly breaths, full breaths, full conscious breaths, every breath you take in the training. And that's the key to developing power, the deepness of the breath.
Yeah. And, you know, when we look at the diaphragm, the importance of it, of a skeletal muscle, it's the only, right, skeletal muscle controlled by involuntary, unconscious, or voluntary conscious nervous system, right? So it's really an interesting thing to talk about.
Correct. Because the diaphragm is a skeletal muscle, which is supposed to be, like all other skeletal muscles are, a voluntarily controlled muscle. It's heavily controlled involuntarily, which is unique amongst all the other skeletal muscles in the body.
Yeah. I'm listening.
Now, that indicates how significant and important the function of the diaphragm is, the fact that even though we have voluntary control, the body actually dominates the control over our voluntary control in most cases.
Yeah, so when we look at this, why did you write the book? Because you realized how important it was with all the things that we've just said?
Oh, yes. I think the last thing my Kung Fu teacher told me before he passed away was, do 300 breaths a day, kid. His exact words. And that stuck with me because I didn't truly understand what that meant. So I kept thinking about it. And I went back to the Kung Fu training and exercise that required breath in order to help achieve power from that exercise. I began to realize that I wasn't as good as I used to be when I was younger, and I struggled to breathe to maintain those postural exercises. And I noticed in order for me to be better at it, my diaphragm had to work harder at it. And then it started to make me realize, and also the breath to get stronger, so does the diaphragm must get stronger, because the diaphragm is what controls the flow of the breath. And as the diaphragm gets stronger, so the breath can be deeper from a stronger or more full contraction of the diaphragm that can really only be done voluntarily.
Wow, so fascinating. And in the book you go deep into this. You tell us things to do, things to be aware of, all of that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you and I, when we talked off the air, what led you to say, okay, I should write this book because I see how important is that, you know, kid, take 300 breaths a day. What really drove you to saying, I think I need to tell people more about this?
Because I think that at the same time, after my teacher teaching about breathing, it was never taught or explained in relation to the diaphragm's function specifically. I mean, it's mentioned that the diaphragm is a breathing muscle, but then it says breathe, and the diaphragm itself is not really included in that category. So what I started to attain is that if we look at breathing from the scope of the diaphragm's involvement, I think the understanding of breathing becomes a little easier. And it starts to make more sense that if breath can't happen without the diaphragm, then in order for us to gauge how strong a breath is, should be gauged by the strength of your diaphragm. And then I think that quantifies everything. It makes everything understandable of why I can only breathe but so much, because that's the limit that my diaphragm has on it. And if I increase the limitations on my diaphragm, then I can increase the limits on my deep breathing or deep breath. And I think if everybody understands it from that regard, things would be more easily attainable due to a greater understanding of how breathing works, and that the breath is really specifically controlled by the function of the diaphragm. And breath cannot happen without that function.
Yes, so true. And we're speaking with Rasheem Northington. The name of the book is called The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. I love the title, The Muscle Source of Life, because it is something I wasn't aware of until we had that conversation. I was, but I wasn't thinking about it. And I think that's what it is. We're kind of sleepwalking when it comes to breathing. Do you think so?
I think so as well. But the thing that's even more significant about the diaphragm's function, even though it's necessary for breathing, because the diaphragm is designed the way it is, upon breathing, it also does a whole lot more for the body than just breathing. Because breathing is not just the only thing we need for health and well-being. We also need a good circulation system. Not only does the diaphragm play a role in accessing oxygen and influencing the breath, it also is the key muscle to also stimulate healthy circulation in addition to oxygenating the body, which is also unlike any other muscle in the body, because other muscles can have longer rest periods. The diaphragm does not have that luxury. The diaphragm must keep engaging, therefore keeps giving us the potential and option to continuously circulate the blood independent of the other muscles in the body, which are very beneficial once they're engaged. But most of our lifestyle is sedentary. So in those sedentary sessions, like as in this whole conversation, the diaphragm becomes the major muscle source, in this case, for life and for circulation. That's very significant as well. Not just for breathing, but blood return back to the heart, which gives the heart blood to pump back out to the rest of the body full of oxygen.
Yeah,
or the diaphragm.
Yeah, the continuous flow of air, that oxygen that you're talking about, and how critical of a component it is for the production of energy in the body, obviously, and to continuously have that flow of air, which is completely necessary, and is, again, what we're talking about. And how much better is your life improved, which I think I'm answering my own question, when you breathe correctly?
Well, they do say that abundant breath, abundant life.
Yeah.
Well, that's a saying I'm aware of. So the deeper you breathe, the more power you attain, the more you can in some way control your surroundings to help control your emotions. If you control your emotions, control your reactions to certain situations, you could also influence your own outcomes. So those are definitely beneficial things. And if you think words are powerful, along with deep breathing and powerful breathing and positive words, it could fruition just the way you want it to.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
He was a deacon in the Baptist church, where he taught Sunday school. He met her at a bar in Hillsboro. She had tight-fitting jeans and a pretty face. Her daughter was the daughter he always dreamed of.
All right, picture this for a second. We're going to take you back to a place. And it's a place in Texas where Ann buys a house, and guess what? Across the street from Bubba is where this house is, and Mabel Smith. They go to church. They go to church along with other neighbors along the street. Then Ann, who's in this house, is having kind of a rough time, losing her husband, and goes to bars and nightclubs. And then you have her children who weren't raised in the church. They don't go either. Sometimes Bubba and Mabel don't act like the Christians they are supposed to be. So that's part of this book called The Hypocrites of Hunt County. Virginia Penrose joins us now. Hey, Virginia, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, ma'am.
So talk about writing this book. What was the inspiration for this book?
I think that sometimes people in the church don't act like how the Christians are supposed to be, and I think gossip in a small town is not a good thing to do, and I lived in a little town. It really was in Quinlan, but I won't tell where. But and the neighbor, there was a lot of gossip around, and I think people should act more like the Christians that they should that they say they are.
So so obviously that gets under your skin. You write a book about it, and it's a funny book though. There's funny things in this book, and I think there's moments that make you laugh out loud. Was that cathartic for you in writing that?
Yes. Yes, it was. And my sense of humor really came out.
And it did come out. And you talk about things that people can smile about when you mention, you know, the thing about hypocrites. You have something in there where you talk about strippers, and that is a very strange thing, isn't it?
Well, you know, some of the members of my family, I'm not going to say which ones, they gave me some of the inspiration for this stuff in the book.
Right, exactly. So people who you would talk about, they'd be in the pews, and then, you know, then it's about strippers and being in, going into the stripper world and seeing that. And that's why I mentioned that at the top. And so tell us about some of the characters. Tell us about Bubba and Mabel.
Bubba and Mabel live across the street from Ann Penrose in the book. And Bubba is kind of tall, and Mabel, she's not very attractive, but she works really hard, and she makes a good living, and Bubba doesn't work that much. And Bubba sits out on his front porch, and he watches the whole neighborhood a lot. And they have two daughters. One of them is Darlene, and the other one, I can't remember what her name was in the book. And the other one is very straight-laced, and she is Bubba and Mabel's pride and joy. But Darlene is kind of a wild woman, and she does some wild stuff in the book. So then they live in this little town, and then there's Janet Stone and her husband, and Janet Stone's husband's on the church board. And then everybody goes to church except for Ann Penrose and her children. And except her mother Mary lives in the town, and her mother Mary takes the kids to church on occasion. And Mary had a hard time growing up because her husband beat her, and Ann doesn't really like the church that much because of what happened to her mother when she was growing up. And then the kids are a little bit different. Their father was in the military, and they've been all over the world. And this is a little town in East Texas, and you know they're kind of different from other kids. So they kind of, you know, it was different growing up back then.
Yeah, because they're more worldly because they've been all these other places and have seen different things. There's good things about living in a small town, and then there's the other thing that everybody knows everybody, and that's what you're talking about. And that's part of one of the hard things for anybody, whether it's, you know, we're talking about a book where it's a novel, but I think some people can relate to that. Then there's the thing of people knowing everything or thinking they know everything about your business, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So it's interesting, and you know, in the book, when you talk about these various things that happen, was it fun writing it? Was it fun for you to write it and then in some of the funny parts and to think
sometimes
about
I
things?
Really laughed at it.
Yeah. Things that you saw that were funny and, you know, give us one of the scenarios in the book. Tell us one of the stories in the book.
I think it was, you know, when Lori and Charlie and Elaine are at home and their mother is out of the bar and Lori looks outside the window and Darlene is over there is trying to get this guy to do things with her. And the guy's trying to run away.
Right. And so imagine how wild that, I mean, how much that would spread like wildfire, right?
But Lori and Charlie and Elaine never told anybody because they didn't really weren't gossips. Well.
There's the opposites of the gossips and obviously the non-gossips trying to either protect a friend or protect the family or, you know, some of that. What do you hope people take away from reading The Hypocrites of Hunt County?
I think people should act like Christians. They should know the Bible and be obedient to the Lord.
If that's what they're saying that they are, so that's what you mean. If
yes,
you say
ma'am.
You're a Christian, how are you walking in that? And you, for you, and we have to say this, I mean, to write this book, you had such an interesting background. I mean, nursing and banking and so many other things that you did. Did you ever think you would write a book?
I always wanted to be a writer. That's what I was always wanted to do. But my father was in the military, went to 13 schools. To get my high school diploma, and I had some eye problems growing up, and my education lacked in some areas, and but I always wanted to be a writer, but, you know, so I kept at it.
And you did it. So was that gratifying to write this all down and then have a book?
Yeah, I've been writing for a long time. This one just came together perfectly, I hope.
There you go.
But there is a part two to it. I'm still working on it. So.
All right. So there's going to be a part two to this one. And again, The Hypocrites of Hunt County, it's on Amazon. Thanks, Virginia, for joining us.
Thank you for allowing me to join your radio show, Miss Kate. Have a good day.
Thank you. All right. So again, this book, you can see, it's interesting because of the way that she's written it. And again, saying that she took it from some of the experiences that she had and what that was like. And the book takes you back to the late 70s. And it is that small, there's these funny good moments in this book too, that people are people, right? And she takes you back to this place in East Texas, and she mentioned at the top, the town is Quinlan. And in the book, the husband had passed away the summer before, and she had rented a house and wanted to live closer to her mother. And so then that's where the story takes you, and that she had been taken to different houses. None of them seemed right. And then things lined up, and she ended up with these neighbors. you know the kind of neighbors that open the curtain and they're kind of watching, the watcher in the neighborhood to see what's happening. So that's one of your characters, Bubba Smith. And that's exactly where the book starts, where Bubba watches this blue Suburban come up and almost falls out of the chair and on his front porch. And he watches as the woman gets out of the car and looks to see what happens from there. And this is kind of one of those stories. It's not kind of, it takes you on that journey of, wow, what's that like to be in this town where there's gossip and there's people in the church who can spread some of this gossip in this little town, and how does that hit the family, and you know, what are some of the funny things that happen along the way? And if you think of television shows, so much of TV shows, there's that element. If they take you to, it doesn't even have to be a small town, but sometimes it's a small town where everybody kind of knows what's happening, and then there's that battle of, well, wait a second, why am I being judged like this, and what don't they know, and you know, we're the ones that kind of came in from the outside because we hadn't lived there, and now here we are back here in this spot. So it's interesting and funny. There's some very, very funny moments in this. And the book is The Hypocrites of Hunt County, Virginia Penrose, the author. And we thank her for coming on. And thank all of you for listening to the show. Remember, you can reach me day or night, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.